about to hear the final episode of The Last of the Mohicans, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley. Hawkeye, Major Hayward, and Cora Monroe flee to the camp of the Delawares for protection. Magua, the Iroquois chief, follows them and demands his former prisoners. But Uncas appears, is recognized as the long-lost Mohican, and proclaimed the Delaware leader. Uncas says he will not give up the white prisoners, and Magua departs in great wrath. A few moments later, Major Hayward rushes forward with the information that Cora has disappeared. While Magua was parleying with the Delawares, some of his warriors stole the girl and fled with her to the Iroquois camp. The present scene opens the next morning. Under the leadership of Uncas and Hawkeye, the entire Delaware tribe is creeping through the forest to attack their enemy. The leaders have halted for a council.
Do we outnumber them, Hawkeye?
My judgment is that we're about even.
Then we can't attack them openly in daylight.
Vengeance is the law of the woods, Major. We can't hold Uncas in check another hour.
But our object is to rescue Cora. A main attack will peril her life. I think we should try some new plan to steal her away.
There's no strategy that would fool the varmints a second time.
There's another thing on my mind, friend.
What's that?
It's that poor singer, David Gamut. What do you think happened to him?
I confess my conscience has troubled me on the point, too. But if he played his part well, I opine he wasn't harmed. Anyway, time will tell. Our problem now is how to surround the Mingos and cut off every retreat.
They can't go north. The cliffs cut off that escape.
Uncas, my plan is to divide your braves into three parties. Give me 20 rifles and I'll move in from the south. You go in with the east side and send Chingachgook with another party from the other direction.
Bingo warrior camp. Look, Hawkeye, there's one of the rascals heading this way.
Don't fire, Uncas. Let's see what he's up to.
He's not armed. Maybe it's a messenger coming to parley.
Lie close. He can't see us in this thicket.
No talk with Mingo. Scalp.
Wait till he gets close and take him alive. He may give us information. Tarnation, Major. It's your friend, the singer. He's made his escape. This way, Gamut.
Run for your lives. Run for your lives. The heathen are abroad.
Where are the Hurons? In their camp?
They lie hid in the woods between this spot and their village. They are coming this way.
Did you see Magwell?
Aye, Beelzebub. He's like a raging wolf.
Were you in the camp last night when he returned?
I was there. He brought the white girl with him. Why did she come back to the camp of the Philistines?
She was kidnapped. The sly fox sold her from under our very eyes.
Give me my 20 rifles, Uncles. And I'll move down the stream. You drive in their front, and we'll take them between a crossfire.
Is there going to be much shooting?
We're going into a desperate and bloody battle, friend.
Well, I'm not a man of war, but I would gladly strike a blow in behalf of the lady.
You don't know the use of firearms?
No.
You carry no rifle?
No, but I have this sling. See? And I remember the lad that overthrew the mighty Goliath.
All right. You can follow, Singer. We may find some use for you in the Shoutins.
I thank you, friend. If you'd sent me away, my spirit would have been sorely grieved.
Remember, though, we've come to fight. Not to sing hymns. Until the general whoop is given, nothing speaks but the rifle.
Magua is planning an attack on the Delaware camp, as David said. Why haven't we met him? The Mingo village is in the valley just beyond that thicket.
His scouts may have discovered our advance. And he may have retreated to some ambush.
Oh, if only someone would make a move. This waiting drives me frantic.
Patience, patience. You're not leading a charge of British bayonets now.
I wish I had half my regiment. I'd make the devils yell for quarter. Let's push on and take a chance.
We'll have to wait for Uncas and Chingachgook to get into position first. Hi, there now. The battle's begun.
But that's from the Mingo camp.
Watch your cover, Delawares, and make for the thicket. Hi, and that's Tinkercoop. We've got them on both sides and in front.
Hawkeye, I know their plan. They're going to use that massive rock to back up their village as a bulwark.
We'll know in a minute. Push on.
It'll take an army to dislodge them if they take to the caves.
It'll not be the first litter of wolves I've dug out. Here we are. Now we can see the lay of the land.
By the Lord, I'm right. They're barricaded in those rocks.
And we'll have to rush them.
But they'll kick us off like fools.
That's the matter of fate. I'll lead the way.
You're too late. There goes Uncas.
It may be the end, but the Red Skins will see how a man without a cross can die.
There's Magua, Hawkeye, on the right, and Cora's with him. He's using her as a shield.
Yes, and Uncas is headed straight for him. Delawares, this is work for your knives. Follow me.
A bandage off your dress. Quick, there may be time.
No help, Uncas. Uncas, go. Last trail. Go to land of great Manitou. Go.
Oh, Duncan. Go. Is he?
Been a bloody trail for you and the girl. But two more sons should see you safe in Fort Edward. I'll guide you back whenever you're ready to start.
Cora may want to rest here in the Delaware camp for a few days.
Oh, no. I know we're welcome, but let's go tomorrow, please. The awful tragedies of this place will haunt me forever.
Do you plan to remain in the colonies?
Indeed not. This wilderness is home to you, but we could not find happiness here.
We? You're not speaking for the Major.
Yes, Hawkeye. I'm returning to England with Cora. My military career has been frustrated and well, anyway.
You needn't try to explain to me, Major. I've known how this affair would terminate for a long time.
The ceremonies of Uncas' burial are about to begin. Let's move down a little closer.
Yes. You may never see such a service again.
Don't cry, dear.
Oh, Duncan. It was for me. He gave his life. And there's no way to repay.
The Mingos have paid Cora. Not a dozen of them escaped.
Magua.
This rifle answered for him. The sly fox got his deserts.
What are they doing now?
They're preparing the boy for his journey. The squaws are bringing their gifts of wampum and bracelets and other ornaments.
I confess that this ceremony makes me think they have some sense of religion.
Every man has his religion, Major. And it shouldn't be for a white man to mock at a redskin just because his ways are different.
Look at Chingachgook. What's he going to do?
It's the custom of the tribe to send a chieftain to the happy hunting ground with something of an oration. sun when in the trees. Thy glory brighter than his light at noonday. Thy feet were like the wings of eagles. Thine arm heavier than fallen branches from the pine. And thy voice like the Manitou when he speaks in the clouds. They're wrapping him in his last vestments. Do you want to look upon the boy again? It'll be for the last time.
Oh, no, please, no. I want to remember him as we knew him on the trail and in the camp.
She's right, Hawkeye. It's not for us to take part in these rites. Chingachgook's going to speak again.
How odd that his father should speak these eulogies.
That's just another of the red man's ways that us whites don't understand. Uncas, thy moccasin left no trail on the dews. Thy bound was like the leap of the young fawn. Thine eye was brighter than a star in the dark night. Thou goest where we meet in the world of spirits, and thy name will be blessed. Do not mourn, my brothers. A young man has gone to the happy hunting ground. He was good. He was dutiful. He was brave. The Manitou had need of such a warrior and called him away. Do not weep.
Poor old Chingachgook.
He reminds me of a girdled pine in a clearing, alone. All alone.
No, not alone, Major. My color is not his color, but God placed us to journey in the same path. Uncas fought at my side in war and slept at my side in peace. And may the Lord forget me if I forget his father. They're moving to their burial ground. Will you go along?
No, I'd rather not, if you please. You go, Hawkeye. We'll wait for you here.
It will be the aim of my life to erase these memories from your mind, Cora. I can't forget that a bad judgment of mine was probably the cause of everything.
This is the last time, dearest, you must ever censure yourself. No, time is a kind friend. He'll make us forget.
Time, yes. And happiness with you, my darling.